This is the 5-Minute Focus for September 14, 2022, and I cannot believe it involves Dr. Phil.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. 5-Minute Focus is an opportunity for me to share with the podcast family what's coming up. Today, it's a weird one, man. It's also an opportunity for me to ask you to help us grow this program. There's being alive, and then there's thriving. God has been so very good to us. And the best way we can work together, the best thing you can do for the show, yes, support our partners, but also just hit up the share button. If you have friends who listen to me on Rush's show, God Rest Rush, I can almost tell you with all near certainty that they'll be glad to know there's a podcast. We're just finding that's the data. That's what it shows. So find that share button and use that. Please, hour one, we're talking about the illusion of respectability. This clip kept coming up as I was doing show research. And so I took that as a sign. And then it hit me. Yes, this explains the illusion of respectability. Dr. Phil brings people on his show, talks about their problems, and to one degree, he's exploiting them. But it's not in the same way that a guy who did a program on the web called Bum Fights is exploiting them. Dr. Phil had this guy on his show.
If you think I exploit people, every time you bring a guest on this show, you exploit them and spread whatever the problems they have to the whole world. You think that's helping them?
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. You can go.
So Phil and that guy are different by degree, not by category, but definitely by degree. Definitely. That guy abuses people. I don't think Phil abuses people. You can make an argument that Phil even helps people. That guy doesn't help anybody but himself, but there is an exploitation of some people's problems for other people's entertainment because Phil is not education. It's an entertainment-based program. The illusion of respectability works so well. Christiane Amanpour is here talking about a woman who just died who meant so much to the British people. I can't get it. I don't understand it. But I read a lot about it, and a lot of British people, even a lot of Irish people, are sad that the Queen has died. She's talking here about King Charles. It's going to take a while to get used to taking over. She can't even wait one day.
Look what he said. In the 70 years of her being on the throne, many cultures and many faiths have flourished in these past 7 decades. But there is an ongoing, particularly in the wake of Black Lives Matter, particularly in the protests that erupted all over the world after what happened in Minnesota, here as well, in France, in other parts of these nations that had colonial servants, let's face it. People were in service to this empire. The wealth of this empire was derived on the back of the people of their empire.
She's creating a bum fight. People among people, because she will not tell the full story. You know the full story about Britain and slavery. You know the full story about the world at the time and slavery at the time and how normalized it was at the time. But the victims of Christiane Amanpour don't. The people watching bum fights aren't stopping to think, wow, what's being done to the least of these? But God is watching. God is watching Christiane Amanpour create coveting and hatred in people's hearts. The illusion of respectability goes all the way from cartels, different by degree, perhaps, but not by category, to Moderna and Pfizer. In fact, I don't know how far apart they are. This is a Romanian office holder in the EU questioning the boss man of Moderna.
To talk about these vaccines, to talk about boosters, to talk about medical products, when we don't know the clauses. of these contracts. So the direct question to you, Mr. Bonselli, is when are you going to fully publish the contracts that you had both with the European Commission and with the member states of the European Union?
Because what he's holding up are completely redacted, absolutely blacked out copies of contracts. The EU apparently doesn't get to know what they've agreed to. The representatives don't get to know. It's the illusion of respectability. And I could see the cartel heads going, dang, these guys have got it figured out. A lot more to that than hour one. In hour two, I haven't even named this yet. I just got done recording it. It just came to me. Matt Walsh had something up on Twitter. It is Hillary and Chelsea sitting around talking about the most pornographic and vile song I've ever heard a woman do. There's plenty of vile pornographic songs by men, but they say that this is how women are fierce.
Chelsea follows rap music. She has ever since she was a little girl. But I kind of came to awareness of you with the Cardi B WAP.
I've always wanted to do a song with Cardi. As soon as she sent me the song, I think I sent it back to her like the next day. And it was just so exciting. The men, they seem so confident in what they're saying, and they don't have no problem with talking about their sexuality and how they're gonna have sex with you. So I was like, well, I could do that, and it's gonna sound fire coming from a woman.
It's great to see women be so kind of fierce.
That is my life's...
Yeah, fierce, says Chelsea Clinton. I will play you a clip of the song. You may have not heard it. I hadn't. It is so, so awful. And it brought to mind this question. Why does Satan focus so much on sexuality? Well, it's effective. But I think there's a lot more to it. And this is one of those shows that I just sat and recorded. No show notes. In fact, I'm going to do the show notes now, kind of keeping track of what we talked about. So that's hour two. I haven't even named it yet. Oh, there is a new Joe Biden song.
What's the song that is played where everybody is on the chair, everybody, my mind's going blank now. What's happening? I can't remember.
So we'll give you the entire new Joe Biden song. It is sort of a must listen. That's in hour two, the 5-minute focus, an opportunity for me to share with you what's coming. Also for you to be part of the team who helps us recruit new listeners. Simply use the share button on your podcast app. Real low, low involvement way of people to sample the show. You can see how quick that was. That is the 5-minute focus. Please go be well, be strong, be kind, and of course, let's all make an effort to be right with God.